Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Sean Robinson and Liz Sheldon, who are part of ServiceNet's Prospect Meadow Farm. Now, this is interesting because ServiceNet is an organization that many people have heard of that offers. What kind of services does ServiceNet offer? Sean, you're the director?
Yeah, so we offer a variety of human services. So everything from therapy clinics in Northampton, Holyoke, and Pittsfield, group homes for folks with developmental disabilities, services for toddlers who might have some sort of delay. We do a little bit of everything. We run a lot of the homeless shelters in Western Mass, drug addiction programs.
Some people might think, what does that have to do with local agriculture? Liz Sheldon, you're the program manager with ServiceNet's Prospect Meadow Farm. What does that have to do with local agriculture?
Well, we have a vocational program that has people come to the farm and learn job skills. It's an 11-acre farm. We have about 500 chickens, so we do a lot of egg production.
Wow.
Yeah. We have goats that we breed and we sell the kids. We also have pigs and a pretty substantial shiitake mushroom production.
They call them shiitake mushrooms because they grow in Taki, right?
Actually, these grow on logs.
Oh, okay.
So hardwood logs. And we also have a 1 to 2 acre crop garden.
The reason ServiceNet decided even to do the farm is because we did a couple of pilot projects, one in Williamsburg where we had one of our residential group homes get a couple llamas. And we started to immediately see the beneficial effects that having those llamas had on the people who lived in that home.
Mm.
So people who weren't often going outside and really engaging the program, they would be seen out spending time with the llamas, feeding the llamas. And that became a pattern. You know, every day, someone who maybe wasn't getting up is now getting up, bringing out water to the animals on their own. It created some form of motivation. We also did a pilot garden in the Northampton Community Gardens right up there on Hospital Hill, which is right near where a lot of folks who we serve have apartments. And so we started seeing that folks were coming out to that garden plot. We're working on it. We're finding a lot of pride in it. And we're taking those vegetables home and eating them. And those are a lot of folks who weren't otherwise purchasing vegetables, especially chemically free local vegetables. That's been great. As far as what we decided to actually grow on the farm, it came from sort of trial and error and figuring out what worked best for the folks who we work with as far as their skill level. So we shied away a little bit from sort of garden crops. That's why we only do about 1 or 2 acres of that. And we started looking at things that did fit their skills. So working with chickens because they love animals.
Mm-hmm.
Egg collection's a pretty straightforward thing. And then all of the maintenance that comes with chickens, changing their water, food was excellent work for folks.
Sometimes eggs get lodged up there, I've heard. That's why I don't have chickens.
And you got to get them out.
Not a pretty sight.
And then the shiitake mushroom logs are perfect because that's heavy-duty work, and actually there's been a lot of research to show that sort of heavy-duty work can be quite beneficial to folks on the autism spectrum.
So this is like, it really is creating a purpose for people who would otherwise may have been sadly left behind in the thoughts of most of society, that may be living a particular lifestyle that doesn't offer them very much hope or motivation, and now their motivation is, I gotta get those eggs. I think that's amazing.
Definitely brings meaning to their day.
Talking with Liz Sheldon, who is the program manager, and Sean Robinson, who is the director of ServiceNet's Prospect Meadow Farm in Hatfield.
So I'm kind of curious, how does a nonprofit learn to run a farm?
And how long has this farm been going? This is the first I've ever heard of it, actually.
Yeah. So we're going into our sixth season.
Uh-huh.
Where have I been? How do we learn to run a farm? Well, largely thanks to the great folks at CISA. When we decided to first do pigs, we contacted the CISA because we were members. And they said, oh, we know a perfect pig person. We'll pay him to sit down with you and to teach you how to do it.
Wow.
And so they connected us with him. Same thing when we decided to go into the mushrooms. And then we are in a farming community in Hatfield. So we were able to reach out to the other local farmers.
And how many people through ServiceNet are working on this farm on, say, a daily basis?
So we serve a total of about 57 people. On any given day, there's going to be about 35 people there.
And are they earning money? Are they earning vegetables? Are they just gaining experience?
They are earning money. $10 an hour. It's going to go up to $11 in January.
Uh-huh, because minimum wage?
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's amazing, too, because there is purpose in the work itself, and then there is also the kind of satisfaction that comes with earning a paycheck.
So how many eggs does 500 chickens produce?
Chickens, how much they lay ranges, you know, depending on the time of the year, the weather, whatnot. This time of year, we're probably hoping for something like 400 to, you know, 420 in the number of eggs that we get each day.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's
almost every chicken's got one almost every day.
Almost. A chicken should lay 6 eggs in a week.
Wow. Except for on the Sabbath. That's the day they rest, I guess.
Yep. And if you were interested in getting those eggs, we sell them at local markets. Closest one to us is Muffins General Market, but they're at Cornucopia, Cereals, Millstone.
How do we know that they're ServiceNet eggs? Because I think that the mission of this is really wonderful for me to hear about. I'm sure other people are hearing about it too, that ServiceNet does all these great things in the community for people of all sorts of different strata, and that this farm is supporting ServiceNet and supports the people that ServiceNet serves. How do we go buy your food then?
So normally on this egg carton that's sitting right in front of you, there would be a sticker on it that says ServiceNet's Prospect Meadow Farm and would have the mission statement. And then also what we do is we often add a little mini newsletter that tells people about what's going on at the farm or, more importantly, what's going on within ServiceNet.
All the eggs and news that's fit to print.
Yeah, right. And then is it just eggs that we can get, Liz?
The shiitakes actually do get sold at Millstone and Cornucopia.
And then the other vegetables can be purchased through our CSA. I also wanted to mention the local restaurants that use our products. So you can certainly enjoy our eggs at Florence Pie Bar, which is awesome. They use our eggs every single week.
Now I have to go back to the pie bar, I guess.
And at People's Pint, they use our mushrooms in a lot of their specials.
Well, I'm glad to finally have heard about this. I think that the story is amazing. Sean Robinson, the director, and Liz Sheldon, the program manager of ServiceNet's Prospect Meadow Farm in Hatfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the organization that helped get that farm off the ground, buylocalfood.org.